Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. Boy, oh boy, I've had a long and busy day. I got up, it was 5:30 in the morning, and we were on the road by 6:30. And I think we left the school at, 12:30 maybe, 1 o'clock. Then we headed over to Woodfield Mall, which is in Schaumburg, Illinois. It's a very huge, prestigious, expensive mall. And it is so diverse. I mean, you don't hear English as you walk past people. You hear everything but English. It's a weird feeling. Took some pictures and had a lot of fun. We ate at a place called Samurai Sam's. Had teriyaki chicken and rice and vegetables. We went to the candy store, and the candy is $2.49 a pound. And oh my goodness, I forgot I have my beloved's Reese's Pieces. He loves Reese's peanut butter cups, and then they have like them in M&M form, and I have them in my purse, and I forgot to give them to him. And so yeah, that was a lot of fun, definitely. And then we came home, and my beloved and I had to run out to Walmart and get some groceries, and we did that. And when we got home, my 21-year-old daughter was visiting her brother, my man-child, and she had brought her dog, Murphy. He's a border collie. And my grandson. He will be 2 in June, and basically my daughter told me tonight that I will never get to watch my grandson by himself, nor will her brother, because she doesn't want us abusing him. I think that's funny. And then basically, I think the reason why she came was because my mother told her that my man-child would be leaving. And once he leaves, he's informed the family that he has no intentions on returning home. He plans on getting a job out of trade school, and he wants to move to North Carolina. So that's where I will be retiring to, North Carolina. He said he didn't want to go to California because the water's cold. He wants to go where the water is warm, and that's what he's looking for. So I'm going to put good energy out there in the universe. And hopefully he will take school very serious. It's a big investment for all of us. Investment in my future and an investment in his future. My grandson, well, I love my daughter. It's funny how each child sees their childhood completely different. If you were to ask my man-child if I ever abused them, he would joke and say, yeah, you beat us all the time. But not the way my daughter seems to think. My grandson, he's adorable. I wish my daughter lots and lots of luck. Parents know that children do not come with an instruction book, and usually the first one gets all the mistakes, and it gets easier the more you have. But anyway, I will include a picture of my cute little grandson, and I hope everybody has a great night. Night-night.